I don't know. Showing how glory our Everyone for the number of days, they come. As soon as you walk into their home, If you were thinking for a third time, you saw a soldier on his boat. He was standing, you see his shoulders standing, bringing the right to the picture. And every now and then, you see him leave his boat. And he couldn't leave his boat until he was properly released by another soldier. Well, another soldier would walk up to him and shoot him.
And he just was so moved that it was tough.
the essence of single sin and suffering. And that means that never happened. You were the last guy who was all money. That never happened. And he got broke. And he was a chief architect for Queen Hopkins Street. Verify that. Oh, my old man, I'm not really excited. And you can verify what we're telling you. All right? Now, don't think they have time. Some of the things that they use on the candidates of those candidates are still a better quality than what we have today. That's right. Because most tanks are still there. Our tanks won't last that long. But many other chemicals that they were that age that they had knowledge of, we don't even have, we can't match it today. Not to say we're not more advanced, certainly in terms of industry and technology, we are more advanced. But who knows? They might have something like that, that if we had a kid, it might solve a lot of the problems we have. And it is. Yes, we don't know. Now, getting back to the nature of law, as a good model, to study, but certainly that's what we need in order to bring ourselves out of this sluggishness as a teacher. Economic sluggishness, that's the main problem. You don't have the economic movement and economic genius and directness of yourself going beyond today and beyond tomorrow, along with the future, a permanent force of power. In terms of how you can proceed economically to survive and prosper, then you are in a bad way. You are in a bad way. And even your political power is nothing. There's no substance in a political power that is not supported by the field of labor. You know that. All right. Now, the thing that was really needed was a sense of respect for authority among us. Just feeling that I had a great ancestor, and I'm not. My ancestor said that he was, you know what I mean? I'm not going to my ancestor. You say no, you say no. He said, your father is really God. He said, they make the sun moon and the stars. Yeah, you would have them under your arm.
around the west side of Chicago, where you are.
Right.
It's a lot better than you don't think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Don't forget young.
He put fear to us, fear to us, man. He
to the vision that we have and the scientific insight that we have. And the two people we have for a religion that inspire us to pursue scientifically as well as spiritually. We believe that we can propagate this religion in America and bring about lasting reform. And if it happens on the south side of Chicago, the west side of Chicago, in Detroit, in Cleveland, in Harlem, New York, in Memphis, Tennessee, in St. Louis, in Miami, Florida, everywhere, we can bring about conditions whereby people will not be suffering to get weak and mobile reactions, but will be following concrete steps if you're ever more justified. Our religion has no place for racism, no place for fanatical nationalism. Our religion accommodates the culture, the healthy culture of people. It doesn't seek to do away with healthy cultural development that are characteristic of the history of the life of people. Black culture is its healthy. It is good, we don't have to get rid of it. In fact, they encourage people to think in their own historical identity. Because that's something you can say. The African people, the Latinos, the Hispanic people, the Chinese, all of us on the earth in America, that we brought together in small areas, combined with the United States of America, Chinese, Korean, Asian, African, European, Native American, all of us all together here. If we can respect each other and respect what we have contributed to the advancement of life, human life on this earth, and not become so foolish that we get taken on a breath because it attacks attention. Some of us will take on the God of another culture just because it draws attention to ourselves. Like many of us will go by the suit or the shoes. They're not the ones that are comfortable or the one that's unique, but the one that draws more attention. If they make a hero, that's red, that's the color of life. Now, if they shine like water in the light, you want that. Now, if you got dark blue colors, red, yellow, green, everything blue, you prefer that. The louder it is, the more flamboyant it is, the quicker you move out. Why? Because he's suffering in our identity crisis. He doesn't have a comfortable identity or comfortable concept of himself. He needs to go along the path of scientific self-discovery. You see? So many of us are talking about going along this path of scientific self-discovery. We will go from the automatic 100 to another group that has a more harmonious, a more active dress. So I'm talking when we say the thank you and all that and all the years. Occasionally some of the followers will go and they will join another group. Because they have a louder uniform. Are they all them just so in North America? Just so in North America gets attention right away. If you walk down the street of Boston in January, and you got on long leather clothes, you know, fashion, you don't even need to think of these in this way. You're going to get some attention. But we have to come out of that. We have to come out of this kind of wholesale impulse where we compulsively give ourselves to something because of lack of a comfortable image of what we are. We don't have to do that anymore. Let us come to the scientific basis of life. That's the answer. Now, there are all going to tell us what holds us to the line is this, the fear of Allah. And I guarantee you that if you give up the fear of losing your comfortable position in this world, or the fear of establishment, or the fear of Allah, then you will be free.
That's the path to
freedom. To give up the fear of losing a comfortable place in the world, that's the end of suffering. No people can do it free if they are not prepared to suffer. Why won't let tomorrow give you, you know? Maybe tomorrow I'll pay you money. If I'm the type of fellow to say, oh, if religion is the cause of me not having a job, oh, I like to change this thing. Oh, I got to have a job. You have to put something above a job. You have to put something above life itself. And the only thing that is justified are the only beings you can call about the beings, but even the same beings can get something that is not right about God. It's God. If we accept that and give ourselves to the fear of God and understand what this is all about and done it, not as some crazy spiritualist that's running away from the real challenges of life, but as someone that might understand it. What God has blessed man with, as religion, as guidance. If you do that, you become free. And once you're free, then you become you. Yes, then you can become progressive. If we fear what the world will think of us, or what will happen to us if we pursue a certain discipline of life, we are going to have an uncertain future forever. But the moment we can enough faith in Allah, the Lord God, and before our whole life will suffer, God gives, God confidence, that the uncertainty there will be removed. I feel so confident in this Muslim life. And I believe you can feel that way in a Christian life. I'm not saying this is the only way. I think the preachers come back to the proper understanding of that religion. And they pursue it the same way, the way they intend to be pursued. I think they do. Just be more progressive and can have a pure future. But as it is now, the Christian masses that are black, they're in the same boat as everybody else. Their future is uncertain. Their future is just gained today and lost tomorrow. We need a director in our lives that's bigger than we are. Don't think that one man is so great. Men that came here 2,000 years ago, men of the past had a better grasp of life and reality than some of our presidents now. Oh yes, I'm speaking of the world, not just the president of the world.